It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Some of these conversations so unique. You don't need to have on every, I mean, people have podcasts and stuff every single week. People do them religiously. I mean, we've done them religiously for years, mind you. I'm not making it seem like it's not something we do or something like that. No, by all means, it is done religiously. It's just we've been off for a while and we've been busy, and all busy is no excuse. I mean, that's something that's been a stake in the history of this podcast. You know, obviously consistency is like the best key, but you know, our numbers do fantastic even without people listening, even without that new episode. But that's kind of been why I've been focused on it. I mean, that's why I haven't, like, you know, really tripped too much. I mean, whatever I wasn't doing up here on the show, outside the show, you know, obviously, like I said, been busy and stuff, and it is the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. So I believe we are live in 3, 2, 1. December 24th, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas Eve. Deck the halls with lots of lights, fa la 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 la, fuck you, biatch. Christmas Eve edition. I could have sworn we had something called the Christmas Eve. Excuse me, edition. Yeah, that real raspy cough, man. Mind you, I'm coming off of probably the worst 3-day stretch that I've probably ever had. No, it's good. Probably, I can't say ever had, but dude, if you're talking about modern day cold and or viruses or whatever the fuck you call it, that was some shit, dude. Whatever the fuck I just had was absolutely fucking sick. Terrible. I had like no energy, man. So like obviously here, fast forward to now, that was a raspy cough and that's where it came from. So aside from being sick and just overall being motherfucking busy, we are back, folks. We are here. We are here for the audience. We're here for you guys on Christmas Eve. This could be our gift to you guys. Christmas Eve edition, motherfuckers. We are back with another episode. This is True Speech with the King, episode 497. Can you believe that? 497. So we are 3 episodes away from 500 episodes. Look at me already sparking it up. You don't need to tell everybody what you're smoking weed. I mean, Joe Rogan says that professionals don't need to talk about when they're smoking weed. You know, obviously, it's a thing. You know, obviously, we do it to have a good time. I mean, we're gonna have a real good time here on this show. It don't matter what the fuck we got going on. Dude, we got this bottle of Hennessy right here. We got the weed right here. We got some undisclosed item over there on the left side that we're not gonna talk about. And how about me showing up with the motherfucking Hawaiian shirt, rocking the Hawaiian shirt and the hat and the cargo shorts. Rocking the summer look in the winter. Because mind you, if I look out the window right now, it's foggy as a bitch outside. And I just got in from a ride earlier. And it was fucking foggy, dude, mind you. So sometimes fuckers can't see shit when it's foggy. So you definitely gotta be careful out there when you're out riding and driving about, ladies and gentlemen. So we're back here, like you said, it's episode 497 of True Speech. I hope you guys had a wonderful hiatus from us. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty sure you guys went back and checked out our library and stuff like that. And we weren't too active on social media, but we're gonna make a change to that, and we're gonna dedicate ourselves to that as well. So be sure to follow us if you have not followed us. True Speech Pod on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter. G the King underscore official on Instagram as well. AllMyLinks.com/GTKingOfficial to get all the latest and greatest updates, social media updates, all the links to all of my social media, all in one. You won't miss a beat. You won't miss anything podcast related. And pretty sure everything True Speech will be guaranteed to pop up on your feed whenever you choose to obviously click the link. But holy fucking shit, we're here. We are in the moment. It is the almost the end of the year. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. Ooh, it's literally tomorrow. How are we feeling? Mind you, I've gotten the same vibes and same messages from countless amounts of people, mind you. It was the same thing back with Thanksgiving. I mean, same thing with Halloween. I mean, as we get older, too, it just feels like the days become days. The same thing I could say about, like, my fucking weekend. It ain't no fucking weekend for me until I'm fucking off. Just because it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday doesn't mean I'm off. There's been numerous amounts of days that I've worked on Fridays, and I wasn't off. But you got all these people that aren't a 9-to-5ers, no disrespect. I mean, all people that are working, I salute you 100%. But you got people that get off solely, you know, don't work nights, you know, more so morning people. What would I declare myself as, I think, if I were a worker? I mean, I like the nights better because I'd probably say because I like to fucking sleep, dude. I don't like my sleep tampered with or fucked with or reduced for that matter. I mean, yeah, I could wake up. I mean, I've done it before. Like, yeah, you can wake up in the fucking morning, but you all wake up in the morning and you're, oh my fucking God, another day. Oh my God, another horrible fucking ass day ahead of me. First off, if you're starting your day off like that, please don't. I mean, first and foremost, I've said this before, your approach is everything, and I cannot stress that enough. So, what the fuck's up? What have we been up to these past couple weeks since being away from the Truth Speech Network, ladies and gentlemen? We have absolutely been still, I mean, obviously, recently, if you guys know, I did fix, the scooter. I don't know if we've been gone that long, or have we? Have we been gone that long? Sometimes I don't fucking remember. But, you know, we kind of just throw it all together now and stuff like that. If you, did you check out the last episode? It didn't even feel like the last episode. I feel like we just, like, recorded something random and we just put it on there just to keep the feed a little bit updated or something like that. We aren't someone to do that. I'm not someone to do that, that's for sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing, the 9-minute mark, or we're going to get a little bit ahead of schedule here. We're going to be a little bit ahead of the 10-minute mark, to be exact. So if you're joining us here on a Christmas Eve, if you're joining us here waiting to open up one gift, is that still a thing? Do people still open up one gift? I mean, dude, Christmas got fucked in the ass when the children started knowing, I mean, the kids just in general, the kids of the generation know and or started knowing what the fuck they were getting. I mean, obviously, everybody is told to write a list and write the things of what they want the most or what they would like. But it always had no guarantee. Right? Just like Christmas. I got $100 in the mail for Christmas the other day. Pretty fucking sweet, right? Spent it all, dude. I gotta say, my spending habits, fucking horrible when you're irresponsible, man. Horrible. That's definitely something I want to do and improve. And I'm not gonna say in the new year for my New Year's resolution. No. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to a conclusion that I just don't feel it's necessary to live life by that monocle. To live life by that nature. Oh, it's been 2 years. Oh, it's been 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five. And your point is, the way I refer to it is sequence of events. All right, let's say that again. Sequence of events. I mean, that's what life is, right? I mean, obviously, there are different times and different places and different times and different positions and different things happening in life and everything. And we just gotta, navigate our way through it. Obviously, you got the little technical years and days and whatever not, but, those are technically written. Those are man-made. Those are man-said. But, our life, our struggles, our ups, our downs, sequence of events, how we go about things, sequence of events. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, the reason why I feel it's necessary to put a sequence of events as the label for it, because I just feel like too many people get too pressured. Too many people think too much about stuff. Obviously, like I said, we're all guilty of that. I mean, I'm guilty myself of that. We're too eager to move forward. We're too eager to get to that next big happy spot in life. Now, mind you, that is not a bad thing to want to be ahead in life, to want to move to the next step. But if you're presently battling a situation, or you're presently in the step that you're in, the phase that you're in, we're all going to get somewhere. Eventually, the people that want stuff the most will always get to somewhere. Eventually, the strong will survive. We all will get to where we want to be in due time. What is your ceiling like? What's your potential feel like? What are the possibilities? Where do you see yourself Do you have limits? Do you limit yourself? There's a lot of fucking things that go into strategizing. You got to look at the way you strategize. You got to look at the way that you manage your time. First and foremost, it all starts with the person that wakes up in the morning. Yourself, motherfuckers. Now we are at past the 10-minute mark, ladies and gentlemen. So let's spark this bitch up here on a True Speech. Did I mention Hennessy earlier on our podcast? Drinking Hennessy on Christmas Eve. It is Christmas Eve, folks. I mean, I've opened up fuck tons of gifts before any of these motherfuckers have. So, hey, man, every day's Christmas for me, baby, because we're always making money. You know what I mean? Ah, oh, my lip. I bought myself a new 24. I mean, it was on sale, dude. Why the fuck not? A 24-inch Insignia F, or what is it, like Fire Stick TV or something like that? Is that cum all over my TV screen? Dude, I got cum all over the TV screen. I just fucking squirted all out and hit my TV screen. God damn it, this is a new TV screen, son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. Sit back, relax, as I hope you all are doing here on this lovely Christmas Eve. The Christmas Eve edition of Truth Speech. A lot of truth going on out there in the world. Obviously still at the pinnacle of life's attention in the wrong way. The fakest motherfuckers are out there thriving. I mean, obviously, like I said, they're not thriving. I just think it's a, you know, when I really look at it after so long, I think we're in strange fucking times. I think it's crazy. I think it's insane that bad people are thriving over good people. I think it's insane that good people, you know, majority of those people, maybe 4 out of 5 people that you know that are such great people or want people who have been wronged. Obviously, life wouldn't be normal if it wasn't like that way, but like people have been wronged and absolutely fucked over in many ways. I mean, you can list every little possible thing, but, you know, if someone's fucked up, they're fucked up. If they commit an action, they commit an action. And last but not least, if it happens to me, it happens to me. And the final thing for that specific one, what are you going to do? How are you going to navigate yourself through it? How are you going to process the situation? How are you going to process the situation? How are you going to blueprint? How are you not going to keep yourself from getting overwhelmed? Because mind you, I've seen people try to quote unquote talk about things or problems or game plans. One person gets all frightened and, oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And they're all the whole buzzkill for the entire team. I like motivation. I like to know that the people around me are motivated just as I am. I like to surround myself with positives. As you guys know, obviously, like, I mean, I think it's normal for anybody to want to do that. I mean, if you like negative fucks around you, then by all means, that's your kind of circle. Gladly keep me the fuck out of it. You know, I just think that life moves by too fast. And I could describe this as karma paying me back. And not the necessarily meanest of the meanest ways. Not even close. Not even definitely any that close as like it was the other day. But it can be mean, man. Karma can be a real bitch. You know, as I sit here on Christmas Eve, in front of the fake ass fire that's on the TV, the little fireplace, have the little fireplace running and shit. Should we turn on that? Should we turn on the fucking fireplace and try to roast some goddamn marshmallows? Would that be a reach? Just kidding. Anyways, the audience can't see us anyway, so if we're fucking off, we're fucking off. Let's take a little quick little sippy of this Hennessy, ladies and gentlemen, here on this glorious episode. Welcome back. Hey, like I said, it is good to be back, by the way, man. I missed a lot of you guys. I miss all you guys, man. It's always good to return, but You know, it's also good to not put any pressure on yourself to make a return, man, because I could return any other day. It just depends on how the fuck you return. It depends on how you relay your messages to the people. You hear the cork? Oh, let's do that again. I want to make you guys come in through your motherfucking ears. I want all you guys to come right now. In 3, 2, tell me if you're... Oh, the cork popping off the bottle. Like I said, a listener discretion is strongly advised as I was making some slight moaning sounds. Just kidding. No, just the sound, man. The sounds are fucking sexy. The sound of a cork in a bottle. A cork in a bottle. Ooh. Good God damn, bro. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ugh, I'm not gonna lie, dude. That shit is not the best. Now, why would I buy myself a bottle of Jameson for, or not Jameson, excuse me, Hennessy for Christmas Eve? Mind you, I'm the only one that has drank from it, though. Mind you, because like I said, I was sick, but then again, I was just by myself. Then again, I was just fucking off. But yesterday, I was telling Julie about my drinks yesterday that I had. I had, some fucking apple pie drink or something. It's like in a clear glass, right? It tastes like some goddamn apple pie, let me tell you. But it's an alcoholic beverage. It's pretty fucking strong. I had... I'm over here telling you. Why don't you tell you what I ate too? And how many times I wiped my ass? I'm just kidding. But, dude... You know, I've tried to, you know, obviously keep a low, not low key profile, but it just kind of appears as. It appears as it is. Ah, here it is. The wonders you can do when you have money to fuck off with, huh? And I'm still declared in my head that there's two gifts that I want to get myself and stuff like this. Like, dude. No, nothing's like the best / the worst is when you go into a fucking store like Costco, for example, and not know what the fuck you're gonna get. Meaning, you don't know what the fuck you're gonna get when you walk out of that bitch. Now, I didn't go to Costco, but dude, oh my god, this is a nice ass knife. Pretty fucking sharp. It matches my airsoft gun. I mean, I'm going to get back into knives and stuff like that, too. And believe it or not, the display on, I mean, obviously you guys can't see it, and we haven't done a video show in God knows how long. Putting the cork on the Hennessy probably would be a smart thing to do, too. But the display, it looks very different. So much different. And I was thinking about the return of the podcast earlier this morning. I thought it was important. I thought it was necessary. And then, obviously, with the reorganization of everything, I mean, obviously, it made it a little bit more fun. Obviously, it's always fun to be in your own spot and all that suit. To kind of get yourself into the mode, you know what I mean? The mode. But, yeah, man, since we've been off, I mean, obviously... We're knocking on the door of Christmas. Christmas, the holiday. Do you know the meaning of it? Do you not? Obviously, this is like the birth of Jesus Christ or something. Am I going to hell if I don't know what the fuck that means? I mean, people selfishly think of it as gifts. Oh, I can't wait till Christmas. I'm going to get this, and that. Hey, but mind you, it is fucking sweet. I mean, getting that $100, absolutely fucking sweet. Getting all these gifts and stuff like that, absolutely fucking sweet. Now, I mean, I've told a lot of people this because, like I said, depending on your status, depending on your wealth, depending on your habits, like if you're married, for example, if you have a house, a mortgage, a car payment, I see little fags out there driving like your little, like you own the places, but I mean, most of these motherfuckers that drive hella fucking stupid out there and causing wrecks and causing problems and just overall fiasco and negative energies out there don't even own their cars. So, yeah, you might own your car before you start driving like you own the road and stuff. But second off, so if you don't have a house payment, if depending on your finances too, this all factors into your Christmas, right? So for Christmas, the Christmas shopping, I like Christmas shopping. I mean, obviously, you think after Thanksgiving, you know, the Black Friday and all that. Man, people have gotten trampled, killed over some shopping shit. Like, I'm not much of a, I look for, I don't actively look for deals. Now, if they make their way towards me and, you know, I fuck with it, or the opportunity presents itself, then by all means, I'll definitely pursue it. But if it's not getting me anywhere, I'm man enough to be able to step away from it. Just like with podcasts. I mean, I'm not saying I stepped away. I'm just saying I can go a long time without doing one. Then I know when I come back, I'm extra fresh. And when I come back, I know I haven't necessarily missed a step. 23 minutes have already passed by. Holy shit, we can talk for hours. What am I doing after the show? I mean, it's not even close to being after the show, so why the fuck are you talking about that? But back to where we're saying, you know, strategizing, preparing, getting yourself overall ready, being ahead of the game, being prepared for all scenarios, all outcomes. Now, people would sit there and probably call you insane for wanting to imagine every fucking possible thing bad that could happen. So, for example, there's just you and life. There's okay, there's left side. So you, right side is life. It's life. So pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give it to you straight, as we do here on Truth Speech. With Zicking, like I said, be sure to follow us and like, share, rate, and review. We are available exclusively on Spotify podcast as well. If you're not going for it in life, if you don't have goals, if you don't have morals, if you don't have a place you want to be within a certain amount of time, or, you know, pretty much just, you know, goals, saying goals in different ways. If you have no purpose, in a way, what the fuck are you doing? I know we are all guilty of feeling that way sometimes. I know we are all guilty of thinking that things aren't going our way. So life is mad at us, or God's mad at us, or karma's fucking us in the ass. But I've legitimately, you know, thought about it. I've told Julie in some ways. And, you know, I generally, you know, obviously I'm very quick when it comes to my statements. I'm very, you know, I'm first to admit when I'm wrong. I mean, I don't mind correcting myself. I don't mind improving. I don't mind addressing things. I mean, there's nothing really, we're not hinting at anything. I'm just saying, you know, I can definitely see why I feel that karma has definitely come for me this last few months. I mean, I could tell you anything and everything about what happened. Or what's been going on in general, but just, you know, it's just regular basic things. You know, there's really nothing to bring to light. You know what I mean? It's just, I feel personally, because of my own actions, the reasons why, and what happens when, you know, you do the wrong things, you know, wrong questions, wrong answers, wrong place, wrong time. It doesn't matter. You're a minute late. I've seen some crazy shit happen, man. Let alone people get fired for some crazy ass shit too. Like, imagine punching a safe and still being a breaking and punching a safe and still being able to work at the employer. Good God, you can tell they really suck and need people, most definitely. But you know, yeah. So like I said, without structure, dude, there's no parts of life that's gonna be anywhere easy for you. Like when you open up the fucking drawer and I see something that I don't want to see, or I see everything but the things I need to see, or I'm just like, oh fuck, it's over there on the table, or this is that, or this is hidden, this is somewhere. You know, I hate losing things, man. some of the worst times ever. Then you gotta do this thing called recapping and recap all your fucking back steps and all that. And there's no way to do anything anyway afterwards. You know, it just depends on the person. It depends on what you're doing. It depends on what you're using and or I'm not gonna say using and abusing. Why would we segue to drugs when we're talking about other stuff? I mean, we could. I mean, most definitely. I mean, I did drug myself up with Advil, ibuprofen. I think was it. Well, no, it's called sinus severe or something like that. So you gotta love the simple. Click, you know, button on the when it comes to those. So what we're talking about when I say click button, what we're talking about in general, is that I recently just got a smart TV. So, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, actually, I figured out some exciting ass shit over ZBrake. And, like I said, you ever heard this from me? And you ever, it's, I mean, it's legal completely because the sites are out there and all that. And, but whichever ones you choose is, you know, the ones you choose. And you'll obviously, if you get viruses or any bugs on your phone, that's on you, ladies and gentlemen. But, have I talked about OnStream? OnStream, OnStream.com. So OnStream.com is like the Google for the entire mother fucking world of movies and TV shows. Anything. Star Wars, Twilight, Harry Potter, every fucking thing you imagine. Why do those three come to my mind first? Do they have every fucking thing you can ever imagine? Like, I've been on a crazy ass Fast and the Furious binge lately, so I've been watching a lot of them back to back and stuff, so, and then, you know, one of the craziest things is noticing something new every time you watch it. That's what makes motherfuckers the best. And it's what makes motherfuckers brave. Because we're willing to do that. We're willing to, you know, we're willing to make our world a better place. Or at least try. We're willing to make an attempt to make the quality of our life around us and just the life we live in general, day by day, peaceful. And, you know, obviously it's not easier said than done. Easier said than done, excuse me. It's not something that comes right away for some people. I mean, for me, I like to say generally I'm happy. I'm in a pretty damn good mood and stuff overall, I'd say. It's just like, I can't really imagine the times that I ever get upset. I mean, I'm so quick to talk about when I'm upset and why I'm upset and stuff. So, I mean, the only things that get me upset, man, I just feel like are dumb fucks. Dumbass people or trying to hear somebody or I can't hear or something like that. And it makes it this makes it a little bit more difficult than it should be. And it's not something that I enjoy. But I mean, I enjoy it. But it's not, I can't even describe it. Ladies and gentlemen, it feels like we got shot in the back. Look, we are absolutely zooted and booted here on 497, episode of 497, excuse me. I can't even believe it's Monday. I can't even believe it's Friday. Psych, fuck y'all. There is no Christmas to be around here. At the moment. Just kidding. I mean, like I said, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Christmas, yeah. Holiday season, yeah, Christmas, yeah. I don't know what she needs. Huh. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I was thinking about something real quick. Wow. We're at the 30-minute mark. Can you believe it? Plugs time, ladies and gentlemen. So if you like our show, like I said, be sure to subscribe to our show every week. We're weekly here on Heartspeak Radio. Just kidding. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I seen something floating, so... And we are back, and I'm pretty sure you guys didn't know that, or expect a quick little hiatus, but on our side, it was about like 12 plus hours in between takes of part one and part two of the podcast, but like I said, we're back. You can fucking tell the difference between sugar-free and sugar. I mean, mind you, I'm looking at the Shasta caffeine-free kiwi strawberry drink, right? Like a whole ass soda and stuff. And right next to me, I have a Modelo. Modelo Especial, baby. Starting up the second half of Truth Speech with a bang. Did I mention I got a Fire Stick TV, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, that was added to the list of gifts that have been purchased for myself. So like I said, Merry Christmas to all. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy whatever the fuck it is you celebrate. Me, I mean, I'm not big on the holidays, and so at least not as of lately, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm going to be a Scrooge or anything like that, or I'm not going to fucking like it. The holidays. I just, myself, personally, I don't necessarily celebrate it like that. I'm Jewish. I'm converting. I'm just kidding. No, I just, you know, I've always worked and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I have work later on. But I don't have shit to do all day. I don't have shit to do all day long. So that makes it a little more sweeter. Depending on what you get. I mean, the $100 earlier in the card was awesome. I mean, I don't know why it feels like it's like my birthday or something. Or is it a birthday? Birthday-ish, like. Not so much. I mean, it just depends on how people choose to look at the holidays. Let alone how you choose to look at it and how it affects you, whether it's a positive or a negative thing. It's 6:21 a.m. It's legal to buy alcohol right now. But I'm not too sure if the market down the street is open yet. The Mexican market down the street. But since it's Christmas, who knows, maybe they open earlier, close earlier, maybe they don't. I like how this thing has a screensaver when I'm choosing just to let the TV fucking sit here, and I haven't made like a picked or selection or anything like that on here and stuff. It makes it really interesting. Now, how about that Hennessy, though, earlier, huh? We finished that whole bottle. And we did not finish it all on the podcast. Don't get your panties in a bunch, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone tends to, you know, hear the first thing and they go with the first thing. The first title, the first headline. All that shit, all that's always lives on. No matter if you're right or you're wrong. No matter fucking what, dude. Always lives on. And speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, what brings me in here today, right now, this very minute, this very second, We've got a round of controversial, not controversial, maybe controversial to the more gentle sides of people. We got some threads of tweets to read and recap and kind of break down, kind of like, in a way, discussions. This is what we do. Discussions, forums. But you guys gather amongst yourselves. It doesn't matter how the fuck you do it. But first things first, ladies and gentlemen, to view the tweets directly, x.com, formerly known as Twitter, x.com/GTKingOfficial for all the latest and greatest. My tweets and all the action and everything else you may not get anywhere else. Because quite simply, if you don't post it anywhere else, it won't be anywhere else. All right, so how about it when people are arguing? When people are arguing over the stupidest shit. Excuse me. I mean, it's not even things that are worth it nowadays, man. What am I referring to? I mean, I can heavily relate to this one. I mean, yeah, man, it's ridiculous sometimes, you know? But hey, sometimes we're doing so good. You gotta go throw a couple arguments in there sometimes, otherwise it's not normal. Just fucking around. No, if you don't need to argue, you don't need to argue. There's been people I've known for nearly decades and plus that you don't need to argue, you don't need to argue. Don't need to be toxic. Don't need to be toxic. What's the purpose of arguments? Arguments are disagreements between two parties. One side doesn't agree with the other. So they're verbally sparring over. Holy shit, is my dick out right now? Oh my God, I'm just kidding. Or is this sliding through the shorts right now? Dude, my dick was totally sliding through the shorts right now. It's a goddamn good thing that this is a video, not video-based podcast, but a audio-based podcast. So, a disagreement, an argument, a scuffle. It happens. Shit happens. Things happen. And, I'm tired of looking at these ads, man. Hey, Alexa, turn yourself off. Just kidding. You have to hold like a button or something. That's what we're in now. We have to hold buttons and do things a certain way. But yeah, I mean, not everybody's gonna agree on everything. Not everybody's gonna like everything. I mean, as we've said it many times, we are in a very unique spot. We are in a very unique scenario. I mean, I don't know any other better ways to put it. I mean, this point blank, life, existence in a whole, like as a whole. We butchered that. Existence as a whole. Billions and millions of people throughout this world with opinions. We all have our opinions. We all subject to them. We are all entitled. We all warranted opinions, free speech, all of the above, mark all of the above. Because, dude, yeah, so and so's opinions may not matter. Yeah, you can distinguish whose opinions are horseshit. You can assume, and obviously, obviously 100% be able to fact check who is full of shit. Mind you, because I'm not just going to sit here and just, I'm not going to dismiss every single one person's theories or their opinions on stuff because they're wrong or I don't necessarily agree with them. I mean, I can understand it. That's one of the biggest things right there. That in itself. You gotta understand where the fuck they're coming from. You gotta understand how the fuck they came up with that in the craziest way possible, if possible. Being able to relate is also a big thing. Because me having no fucking idea what the hell you're talking about will not do any good for me. It won't do any good for any parties involved, to be quite honest. What it will do good for you is your approach to it overall. Dude, there's still like 15 plus hours to work though, so we still got a lot of time left here. Yeah, we're gonna say like 15 hours here on the podcast. Oh, I wish. But yeah, man, it just depends on where you get your news from. It depends on your facts. I mean, obviously, it depends on yourself in general too, and your perception of the world, the way you perceive it, the way you view it, how it looks in your eyes. You can ask 5 people the same thing. I can guarantee you that everyone's answer is slightly different. I mean, if you were just formally go and ask someone, what do you think are some of the common differences that American people share, or let alone just people share in general? There's a lot. There's so many. And for you to be able to spot the differences is a special thing. For you to be able to understand the differences is a special thing. And for you to be able to relate to the differences. I'm about to kill the fuck out of this fly right now. Now I have this hot shot of insect killer. It smells like fucking tires. And this bug thought it was cool chilling on my fucking curtain. Bitch, I just killed you. I just took a family member away. I just killed someone's mother, sister, cousin, auntie, ex-girlfriend, ex-fly. Now, we're talking about a fly here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a fly. Hopefully, we don't get flagged by FEMA for animal cruelty or anything, right? But, we are in a fucking entire universe. Knowledge, where knowledge is unlimited. We have access to so much data, unique assets such as, like, you know, televisions. Well, I wasn't thinking of television. Why the fuck did they say television out of all things? I mean, like, the internet. Opportunities for research. Opportunities to study, to learn things. Now, mind you, I take in all the information that I get. But if something doesn't add up right, then, you know, I'm not going to 100% believe the first site that I click on. Oh, yeah, it's that one. Oh, yeah, it's true. And the reason why it's true is because it's from the fucking internet. Not always, folks. Not always. A humble person will be able to tell you that. It really just depends on the topic, though. If it's more conspiracy based, that's on your guys' side right there. However, when it comes to like just, I mean, pure logic and social and communication within one another, people acting like little faggots on Christmas Eve. We've been very loose with that word here on this platform. Faggot. Can we get in trouble for saying that? Faggots. Spotify, you anything for that word? Faggots. I'm just kidding. Faggots. But, you know, the thing is, on top of those opinions and, when I formulate my thought process towards something, or the way I choose me, basically saying the same thing in different words, when I formulate how I'm going to think about something, when I have, you know, established a game plan in my head, how the fuck am I going to approach this? How the fuck am I going to go after this? How the fuck am I going to survive this? How the fuck I'm going to kick this thing's ass? You know? Before your favorite team goes out to play ball. Before your favorite fighter goes out to fight. Before your cousin, sister, brother, whoever does whatever the fuck they need to do. Before the biggest stages. On the biggest stages, excuse me. Tell me, what do they do first? Game plan. Step by step. No game plan? You don't got anything. No structure? You don't got anything. You gotta have structure first. You gotta structuralize, you gotta organize, you gotta make sure that what you are doing is efficient. You gotta make sure what you're doing is something that's logical and something that's proven and something that will work. Now, mind you, we are our own worst enemies. We have also tried some of the things that have worked and haven't. Trial and error is a hell of a thing. But just because you give up, or excuse me, not give up, we don't believe in that bullshit. But just because you fail at something, doesn't mean it's completely over, depending on how you choose to approach it, man. If you just want to give up and run away from challenges as challenges come your way, let me tell you something, sweet. You're in for a long ass painful life. Because life is full of surprises. You got to be ready for everything. You got to be ready to almost combat every fucking thing that could fucking possibly ever happen. And depending on what it is, can determine your outcomes. Can determine your possibilities. Motivation. It doesn't all mean it's bad. I mean, I, for one, think I am blessed with a unique skill set. The ability to think. The ability to pull thoughts out of thoughts, out of thoughts, out of thoughts. T-H-O-T-S. T-H-O-T-S. I'm just kidding. Thoughts as in T-H-O-U-G. H T S. You know, I can think about things in so many different ways. Theories, I mean, I understand why people think the way they think. And generally, like, my whole outlook and thought process about things has to be substantially different than anyone's. I mean, it's detailed, don't get me wrong. It's something that I think sincerely helps me. But because I study so close, it's gathered me with knowledge and given me a far better perspective, inciting understanding of the way the population, the people, and the world works. Especially when it comes to combating the stupidity in society today, to nowadays. And goddamn, did you see the crazy Christmas shopper goers? Last minute shopping? Oh, last minute shopping. If you need to get your asses out to a store for last minute shopping, you aren't managing your time right. The way I didn't manage that little bit of advice that I butchered in half for a second. I mean, I don't, I'm just not a big fan of like the Black Friday. I mean, online, yeah, but, and all these fucking like crazy freaking Christmas, after Christmas shopping and shit. People are just going crazy, man, for, to spend some more money. To be a dollar closer to broke. I'm good, man. I do not need something that bad to be able to average through something like that. You know what I mean? I'm just, this is not my style. Now, like a quick, swift click of a button. Of course. Are you saying like, so I click, package comes in a couple days to house door, Amazon. Yes. Easy, right? You can easily order something within a click of a few buttons. And they're like, you have to get out of the car. You got to drive to where you need to go. You got to wait in a long line. I mean, same day delivery is cool. Depending on what it is you're getting. But yeah, that shopping is not my thing. But yeah. So as far as your approach, that shit determines everything. Your attitude determines everything. You determine everything. I mean, it's quite simple. I mean, I can't be negative. I get my fucking stomach all twisty and uncomfortable, especially if you're not used to being some way. If it's not who you are, I believe the best people in the world at any given time are ready to combat life's difficulties and life's most toughest tests to come and just anything life thrown at me. If it's not a challenge, you didn't learn. If the mistake is keep continuously committed, then you're not learning or you're not working hard enough. And that accident becomes a choice. I'm just saying, folks, you guys got to really structure and commit to these things. You got to be okay with the fact that we're going to be facing challenges. Got to be okay with the fact that things aren't going to be going our way. Got to be okay with the fact that we don't have everything that we possibly could fucking want at once. You know what I mean? Just got to be humble. That's all. Humble, keep your noses clean, work hard. And don't forget where we come from, you know what I mean? Just like on our return episode. How about it, man? Christmas. Start shooting it on Christmas Eve. Release a Christmas episode. Too bad we didn't sing or nothing, right? Who gives a fuck, though, right? We're not here to sing. That's pussy shit. But I believe that is it for us today, folks. Obviously, before we get out of here, if you like a show, be sure to subscribe. We are available 100% free. Don't believe in charging people for knowledge. 100% free. We're available on Spotify. You can find our podcast exclusively on Spotify, and you can click the link in the podcast description and stuff. It'll take you directly to the homepage and everything. You subscribe to it. A lot of people use Spotify. It's a mixture between Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you know, since our podcast is divided on different platforms and stuff, so it gives more people access to do it. So, Truth Speech Pod on Instagram. And Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. And we are here. We are here to stay. GT King Official on Twitter. GT King _ Official on Instagram. Happy holidays, folks. Don't drink and drive, or at least don't drink and drive. But you can be the passenger and drink. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and ride, don't drink and fuck. Maybe drink and fuck. Drinking and fucking is always pretty nice, depending on the way you go. I found it where it would be more appealing to the myself and the person involved, or you know, that's what I way I would think about it at least. But anyways, guys, open up gifts, and you open up the present, and it's your girl's pussy. And that should be the biggest gift of y'all, of them all, let alone life, right? I'm just joking about that pussy comment. And cancel me for the day, at least, because I'm, because this guy just keeps on talking, huh? You guys are just like, this guy just keeps on going, huh? No, but happy holidays, folks. Yeah, wow. So we knocked out Halloween, we knocked out Thanksgiving, knocked out Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. What are we going to do for New Year's? Anybody going to get fucking zooted for New Year's? A raise of hands. We'll do. We will be back before. And we'll be here for a New Year's episode, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going anywhere. We're staying. And True Speech with the King is here to stay. This is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. What the fuck is up, guys? It was good to be back. I missed you all, as always. allmylinks.com/GTKingOfficial. All my social media, everything, all in one spot. Easy to find, easy to scroll through, easy to follow individually, whichever accounts you are appealing to. Until next time, folks, happy holidays. Don't drink and drive. Always use protection. And don't be gay. I'm just kidding. Always pay attention. You know, try to do one thing for someone every hour, or one thing for someone every day, depending on how the hell you choose to look at it. But until next time, folks, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life, jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life, jump, jump, head to the sky.
from the scene, real fame.
Long as I wake up in the morning, I'ma get a bag.
It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride,
pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God.